Hey guys, welcome back to Basically with Karen. This is your Karen. It's been a long time since talking or recording a podcast. So life is being hectic and me not having like me time or like to edit podcast. It's like packed. So I was not able to like upload continuous interval, and moreover your girl's working now, so she's all packed up and all contented with her work. And let's talk about passion today, because podcast is more like a passion to me. I don't want to leave it on the go. I want to continue, but there is some time constraints or like time limitation to work or like spend time and to record podcast. I am actually trying to make it best, so I'm trying to like equalize my time. My job is like 9 hours and I travel, so it's more like another add-on 2 hours, so 11 hours of travel and work, and most probably relaxing time after job. I relax, I watch movies, I read books, and most importantly, talking about passion, reading book is also my passion. So I'm just collecting some really good books in weekly basis. I go to malls, I go to bookshops there, and I collect the classics like Far From the Madding Crowd is something which I'm reading now, and also I also do fiction, more like Agatha Christie's, and so like she is mind-blowing, so I read her so much. And Far From the Madding Crowd is from my literary class which I did in my college, back in my college, so I had great passion for that book. And moreover, I had bigger passion for Dr. Faustus, which is also a great book for drama. If you are more into drama, I think you might have like passed that book. It's very interesting, and it's simply like reflecting you doing mistakes, but you are always like welcome to like return to the good ones. If you believe in God, return to God, or if you believe in something positive, you can always return to positivity after you've done something negative. So this is more about me discussing about books and movies, because like watching movies is also people's fashion, and photography or like editing, whatever it is, keep your passion like flaming always. Keep it flaming so that it doesn't dull or it doesn't like go in vain while you concentrate on more important work in life. So I don't know if I'm like facing so much people who's like continuously conversing in English, so I believe I'm not faking any accent. I'm like used to talk more like this. So talking about passion is something like you do it in your part time or you do it as a full time, but it evolves, you revolve around it and it evolves, like you take it to the next level. So I've seen people who read books, write books, write fiction, journal their day, and moreover, like, release some poems, more like a collection of books or collection of poems. So that is called evolving. You make your passion grow, you water it, you make it more luscious so that you get ideas from it and you evolve your passion. So that is how you basically do it. And moreover, like, I've seen people who are more into movies, make short films, direct movies, and if you love speaking, if you like talking to people, you start your own podcast. So that's how I do it. So I love talking to people. I was initially a big time introvert. I never wanted to talk to people. I am very refusing to even pick up calls from my friends. But when you understand what you are doing, you make things easy, so that conversing with people is becoming more easy for me. I'm still struggling, but still I'm thriving. So I talk with people a lot now. I have few friend circles, and I think I am reducing more fillers by conversing more. Moreover, I watch movies and read books to collect words, to collect vocabulary, so that you can make it work in the sentence which you're using. So that is how you evolve. So as an introvert, I never wanted to talk about anything at all. I never wanted to slip a word or anything. But when you start talking, like be it a podcast or even recording a video, you can always make your passion grow. So if you grow your passion, you will find more ways from that, and you can always use it as another maybe work. You can also make passion to your full-time work by evolving it. So you have to evolve what you passion, like you feel passionate about, and you evolve and you grow with it, so that you will end up more like a person who you wanted. Because people who are more passionate towards things wanted to end up as their full time. They don't want it to be a part of their life, but they want it, the complete part, to be their life. So the main part is you evolve around your passion so that it evolves more, grows, and gives you an opportunity to see more things widely. So don't let your passion die for anyone, for anything. Just keep it. Even if it's not right time, someday would become a right time to take your passion as a full-time work, or even like it can become your life. So keep your passion, keep dreaming, and have beautiful thoughts, and be happy, be good to everyone, be kind. So this is all I'm going to talk about today. It's all about passion. So let's see if I come up with some other topics in near future. So until then, it's Karen signing off. Bye-bye.